You're listening to WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva, your gateway to public radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Classics by Request on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Ruth Ann Bessman, and it's wonderful to be here with you on this Saturday morning, the first Saturday in this new year. Happy New Year! Hope you've had a wonderful holiday season. You've been feeling and having good health and feeling okay, and just enjoying the time. Also, by the way, it is this first Saturday of the year is the first Saturday of our year as far as Classics by Request, because it started 41 years ago on the first Saturday of the new year. So a happy birthday to us as well. Thanks to you, we're here in our 41st year. Classics by Request will be on today for 2 hours, beginning at 12 o'clock this afternoon. It's the Met Opera's broadcast of Sacha Hagra by Philip Glass, and it's a longer opera. It'll be about 3.5 hours in length. So that's coming up in 2 hours from now. Between now and then, quite a few requests are in. There might be some room for a few more, and the best way to get your request in is online at our website, wpr.org. And we're going to start off with a request from Christopher in Madison, who would like very much to hear the Symphony No. 1 by Louise Farrenc. And I'd like to share Christopher's comments about this work and the composer. Christopher thinks that the First Symphony is probably Farrenc's best work, and yet it unfortunately remains unknown, not just judged against the war horses of the canon, but even against the lesser-known works of other lesser-known composers. Christopher feels that the fire, ambition, and passion of the compact half-hour tour de force deserves a chance to be heard by a larger audience, and he hopes more attention will beget more attention until the piece receives the acknowledgement it ought to have. As this is just a short request program during the Met Opera season, we will hear the first movement from the First Symphony on this new year. Music by Louise Farrenc, the Symphony No. 1 in C minor, the first movement.
Thank you. Thank you. opening this morning's program on this first Saturday in the new year. That was the Symphony No. 1, Movement No. 1, from the Symphony by Louise Farrenc, and a performance with the Hanover Radio Philharmonic, a request from Christopher in Madison. A little background around the composer. She was not just a composer, but also a pianist virtuoso, and had the great luck of studying the piano with Ignaz Moscheles and Johann Hummel. She later studied composition with Anton Reicha. This next selection, Do You Hear What I Hear? It's a request from Ed and Bailey's Harbor, who says the song was written in October of 1962 as a plea for peace at the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis. He also says there's a great theme of peace and hope in the song, and Ed says we need it now more than ever for the crisis we are in today. The performance Ed is requesting features Cantus. Traditional song, Do You Hear What I Hear, performed by Cantus, a request for that particular performance from Ed in Bailey's Harbor. I'm Ruth Ann Bessman, and you're listening to Classics by Request here on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Support for WPR comes from Wisconsin Dells, offering winter activities like indoor water and theme parks, entertainment, and winter sports. More at wisdells.com. Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, the Racine Women for Racine Justice has a new website and is accepting tax-deductible donations. Visit rwrj.org for more information. WGTD FM is now available on your smart speaker. Simply say, play WGTD on TuneIn and hear WGTD programming. 24/7 Jazz is also available. Simply ask, play WGTD HD2 on TuneIn.
Still a little bit of room left in the second hour. If you can get your request online, that's the best way to do it. Our website, WPR.org. Philip in Madison is a sports fan, and his request for this morning is in honor of the Green Bay Packers, and in hopes, he's hoping that they will prevail over the Chicago Bears in Chicago this Sunday afternoon. The work that Philip is interested in sharing with us comes from Johann Sebastian Bach, the Concerto in D minor. We'll hear the first movement. Maria Pariah conducts from the piano, the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields.
Thank you.
from the Concerto in D Minor, BWV 1052 by Bach. We heard the first movement with pianist Marie Pereira leading the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, a request from Philip in Madison. Now, Judy and Bill would like very much, from Madison, would very much like to hear the opening chorus number one, Rejoice, Exult, from Bach's Christmas Oratorio. For many years, this has been their favorite part of the Christmas, listening to this. Especially, they have a wonderful memory of December many years ago when they heard it performed live at the Sydney Opera House. And that trip to Australia happened to be one of their best trips in search of great live music. We'll hear this performance with John Elliott Gardner conducting the English Baroque Soloists.